The problem is here, me being selfish, me being self-centered, me being a narcissist. That's what the problem is. So then the third point was, he said, you are logically picturing human being as a monkey, but more clever, with more power. That's not it. There is another picture. This picture is logically made. This is the picture of the angel of knowledge. Do you know who's the angel of knowledge? Don't you know an angel who knows everything? Satan. Satan was closest angel to God because he's the angel of knowledge. He knows everything. Except they didn't let him go in the heart. Do you remember the story? He wants to visit the human before being awakened. He cannot go in the heart. God will say, that's my place. Is it? You see? There is another picture that the Satan doesn't see. I have the breath. Something which is out there. We all breathe it. And we depend on it. That's in we, not in me. Culture. What is culture? Something cultivated in me. The seeds comes from outside and it will grow up and inshallah it will have the fruit to do it again, go somewhere else and do it. He said, remember this. Then he started to explain this wisdom. Do you remember? First he said, you, because you're a knowledgeable person, you're looking for a key, shortcut. Here, we don't believe in shortcut. We don't like the shortcut. You know why? Because we like walking in this path. When I go and walk in this landing park, I don't look for a shortcut. I want to walk and see the changes of the scenery and all that. Then, he said, I have to explain something. Look at you. You could be teased by your environment because the emotional act of the others will influence you, good or bad. You should be careful because normally when they are shouting, your donkey is being sold and prepared to feast. Then he talked about the form and the essence. He said, for us, essence is more important than the form. You remember all that. So he explained what this wisdom is all about. Then book three is enrichment. How to enrich yourself. How did he talk about it? He started like this, paging it, we'll show it all. He said, first of all, don't try to talk very good. Here, you're not looking for that. Eating the elephant's children. Learning, quoting from this, quoting from that. That's for scientific stuff. Don't do that. Then what? Then he said, first of all, everybody will tell you that you want to be better. You want to be enlightened? Come. I will let you know. I have the key. A lot of invitation, he said, you should be careful. Accept only civilized invitations. It was somebody living in the city and the other one was the peasant, remember? I said, the peasant? He's not civilized. He knows only his own donkey. And I talked about this donkey before. Then he moved to the story of Moses. Why suddenly Moses? Because Pharaoh, the arrogance in me, which is opposition of my soul, of my heart. My heart will say, I want to give my life for that fellow.
this one will say, oh, it's better to gain from that fellow 100 more. That's logically better. I said, let me explain it to you. This pharaoh's tool is what? Is opposing me. Guess what? That will help me. Whatever Pharaoh does to stop Pharaoh to come works the opposite. When Moses is here, he relies on their magicians, scientific fellows in the time of Pharaoh. And he said, don't worry about that part, because two of those scientists are different. They dig in and they will understand the magic of what? Of that little stick, which is what? That the stick represents?
Logic.
What does it represent?
Logic.
Rumi said that's the logic. In the hand of Moses, it's like a stick. You could rely on it, you could bring the leaves down for your sheep to eat, you could beat the... You could do a lot with that stick. But if your logic is not in the hand of your spirit, then it becomes a dragon. It's a dangerous stuff, even for Moses. Only God could help him, because Moses is afraid of that dragon. God will tell him, "La tachif, don't worry, grab his neck." And Moses, is Moses a good fellow? No. No, really, read this story. He doubts everything. He doesn't like to be the prophet. He brings the excuses and all that because he's a lazy guy. What is good about him? He doesn't have an ego. He doesn't. Whatever God tells him, he will do. He knows that being opposition of Pharaoh is dangerous. You remember here, Pharaoh asked him, give me 40 days. He said, no, why should I? God said, give him 40 days. He said, okay. Whatever he says, I will do. That's what Moses is all about. He is representative of Haq. Right? So, don't worry about his scientific blah, 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 and all the tricks that Pharaoh has in hand. Moses will succeed. Why? What? I just told you. Moses doesn't hope that Pharaoh will change. His hope is there because he told him and he believed in Hab. Therefore, he will do whatever. And Hab will give him so many magical stuff. No prophet had so many magics. Moses had, because he has no personality even. He's just the breath of God. He accepts whatever. And all the shortcomings are good. Later he would realize it. At the beginning he didn't. Do you remember when he was becoming prophet? The first excuse he had? He said, wanting me to go and talk to Pharaoh? I cannot talk, I'm not used. Do you remember I was a child? Because when he was a child, he put the fire in his... We make the story like that for him not even to be able to speak. And it's a very funny story, really. God will say, don't worry about your tongue. Take your brother with you, he will talk for you. As if God cannot make the brother prophet. This is the story. Why? Because he cannot say, I. Pharaoh will say, I. The brother of Moses cannot say, I. He should say, we. You see the trick in the story. He's tongue being burned and the childhood is for that. When he becomes a prophet, he will not say I. He will not talk. The brother will say we. This is what Rumi insists upon. So he talked about all the effort of the Pharaoh and meanwhile explained to us that the knowledge is not that bad, don't worry about it. Then he came to this lovely story of the elephant in the darkness. Remember it? A big subject like an elephant, everybody has, is touching a part of it and guessing something. We need enlightenment. If there was a candle over there, they will agree upon it. That's what the light of knowledge is all about. Then he talked about it. Long, long paragraph, talking about a lot of stuff. Even at the center of the paragraph, he started and said, oh, there are so many things that needs to be said. I hope that Holy Spirit will say it to you. It's not finished, the subject that I'm talking. Then he goes to the next part, which is the cow, the ego. And he said, let me tell you the ego. And he starts the story, you remember. It postpones it because it needs a lot of explanation. There is this guy that doesn't ask for anything, and he wants whatever he wants to get from Creator. And everybody's laughing at him because it's illogical. But this illogical stuff will do the magic. How? When he insists upon this and will cry to God that I want only from you and give me something easy, a cow will come in the house. A cow will show up. He will kill the cow to have a good barbecue without knowing what he's doing. Then the quote-unquote owner of the cow will come and they go to David, and at the end everybody will understand that that fellow was the slave who killed the parent and grabbed whatever, and he should give it all back. That fellow was the brain, the logical fellow. He said, your logical fellow, your brain has stolen everything. Your brain even made you believe that this is the boss. Is it? How kind of boss is this that with this much of scotch I could get rid of it? This? When I'm emotional, this is not working. Every emotion, good or bad, will stop this. And my life is my emotion and my imagination. Is it? This one has stolen everything from you. You should be careful and pay attention to how. Then you will find the cow and you will kill the cow. You will be saved from yourself, from the evil. Oh, this was a little bit complicated. Did you get it really? He said, sorry, I have to be very precise here. Then he went to Mr. Dabobi. Remember his story? A very good man, seeking the knowledge. Wherever he goes, he's looking for a master of wisdom. And he enjoys them. And for this, he will go up and up and up. He will arrive to a certain level that he could see the stuff that nobody could see. He will see the trees and tree. He will see the candles and the candle. And men and a man. Transforming all of it means growing up, being enlightened, and being responsible is the same. He's looking at this process, but he hasn't get rid of
is